Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lovely Christy has pointed this out to me a number of times. Sometimes I get a headache or I get sick before I go see my parents.
Yeah, that's a little that's psychosomatic right there.
Which I'm like, no, coincidence.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh.
Will you help me with my phone?
Listen.
It's one of my favorites.
I love the woman.
Can you help me fix my phone?
I love the woman so much. She's such a wonderful mom. She stresses me out sometimes.
Yeah?
She stresses me out sometimes. She knows this. I think I stress her out sometimes. So this isn't me pointing anything at her. It's just the dynamic we have. She stresses out sometimes. So when you're about to go see him, you're a little bit like, as I call it, shoulders up. You know when your shoulders are tight and you don't even realize it?
Oh, yeah.
You ever do that where you're walking around and someone's like, relax your shoulders? I'm like, I'm fine. And then you're like, oh, why were my shoulders up in my ears? Because you're tense.
A little stressed out.
So this loss today in Colorado, this come-from-ahead loss in Colorado, comes as the Giants have a plane waiting for them to fly to L.A.
Right.
I can't stand the Dodgers.
Yeah, I got that.
More so than any, like, sports thing by
far.
Go
Dodgers.
Even that ticks me off. Like, even though that's a total misrepresentation sensation.
That's a buck.
It still ticks me off. Like,
cha-ching!
I can't stand the Dodgers so bad. Like, so bad. I can't stand the Dodgers. So to have this happen, when you already have the pre-Dodger tension, it's just not sitting well. That's all. More on that in a moment. Here's Bob Melvin on what just happened with Randy Rodriguez's outing in the ninth inning of this loss today in Colorado.
He just, they made him work. You know, he had to throw a lot of pitches. You know, once he got struck good and out, I felt really good about him getting through Arcia. But I was almost still at 50-50 strikes to balls, so that's usually not like him. You know, you haven't pitched here much. You know, things can be a little bit different for you. The break on your breaking ball, the ride on your fastball. You know, there's some uncomfortableness to it if you haven't pitched a ton here. Still, we had a chance to get out of the inning.
Yep. And he protected his guy, but Casey Schmidt also booted a ball that probably could have, I don't know if it ended, it probably ended the game, but it at minimum made it a two-out situation where, you know, Randy's got basically two shots to get one guy out and end the baseball game. And none of those things happened.
Right.
So they lost, and now they get to go play the freaking Dodgers.
This reminds me a little bit of the Warrior game when they went to Utah. And I know there were circumstances there because you traded a third of your team and guys were in their fields a little bit. But you went out and you gave that one to Utah on a platter. And it's one of those losses that at the time, too, is like, this one's going to hurt. If you happen to wind up one game out of this or one game behind that, you just gave it to Utah. Now, Utah's not as bad as the Rockies are, but that's a game you should win 19 times out of 20, and you didn't.
Especially because they were, if I remember correctly, they were up by like 7 with like a couple minutes to go. I mean, they completely gaffed it. It's funny you bring that up because, by the way, when you're like, oh, at the end of the year, if you're one game out of something, well, they were. They were.
Yeah.
Like the Warriors miss the play-in tournament if they win that game, and they're straight into the playoffs. Now, I, you know, obviously everybody has games. Like the other teams could say that too, that everybody gives away games, and it feels like it's an annual tradition. The Giants do it in Colorado at least once a year. And so hopefully today was the day, and that's the end of that. Hopefully there won't be any more of those. But I've got pre-stress because Dodgers. And they're the worst thing in the world. Like, and I say that in a, they're obviously not. You
in
know,
the sports world.
I mean, poverty and famine and racism are worse than the Dodgers. But like, the Dodgers are the worst freaking thing in the world. I can't stand the Dodgers on so many levels. Everything they are, everything they represent, everything, the way they carry themselves, they conduct themselves. And yes, there are pieces of this where I look at them and go, yeah, like, it's actually that you're mad that other teams don't conduct themselves that way. It's all within the rules. But there's a few things out there. Some of it is even just the way others talk about the scenario. Like, here's the Giants. They're a game out. They're ahead of the Padres, and they're a game out in the National League West. A guy who once wore the uniform, who goes by the name Mark DeRosa, said this on MLB Network earlier this week. I was driving around yesterday, and I can't even remember if it was the Roaster, if it was Steiny or Goo, which one of them played this. But it was played before our slot yesterday, and I listened to it, and I went, oh, my God, this guy told on himself. Tell me what you notice about this. Okay. Mark DeRosa on MLB Network with the NL West breakdown of where this is all going.
I think that it comes down to the Dodgers and the Padres. I really do. Can the Dodgers get healthy enough in time? I still think the Dodgers win the division. I think the Padres end up in the postseason. And then you're going to have a battle for that third wild card spot of, like, the Giants, the D-backs, the Braves, the Brewers.
Wait, the Braves, really? Aren't they 9 back of a wild card spot right now?
They are, but I do believe... You're going to have to bury them for me to not think that they get on a run at some point.
They're 10 games below 500, the Braves. 10 games.
Do we believe in anybody besides the Cubs in the NL Central?
I mean, the Cardinals are 5 games back. I don't know.
I want to see what they do at the deadline. The Brewers.
Okay, what stands out to you here?
Did he mention the Giants?
He did. He did. That was the first thing he said. As a wild card contender.
He's going out of his way to throw everyone behind them ahead of him. Atlanta? What? Really?
Mark, what are you talking about? Like, that's what I noticed. You told on yourself. First of all, you're right. He mentions the Braves. They're 29-38. They just came here and got swept. They're terrible. They're objectively terrible. Then he goes, and there's nobody else good in the Central. Did you know that 4 of the 5 teams in the Central have a winning record?
Yeah.
I was like, what am I listening to right now? But for me, what really stands out in all of that is what Mark was doing, the mistake he made, if you ask me, he not tapped into what's going on right now. Instead, he's basing what he's doing on the perceptions, the larger perceptions of teams. Because the perception of the Braves is that they're good. They got a lot of players you've heard of. Acuna and Matt Olson, right? They got all these guys. And so the perception is that the Braves are good, even though they're not. So that's what bugged me about it, is DeRosa's like, oh, well, the West is the Dodgers and the Padres.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dodgers versus the Padres.
Right.
That's the West. And I'm like thankful because A, he doesn't know what he's talking about as far as this year is concerned. But B, the larger issue there is that's the way people see these three teams. The Dodgers are amazing. The Padres are kind of like amazing adjacent and definitely the big boy competition for the Dodgers in the West. And then the rest of the division is a bunch of whatever.
Yeah, Arizona and the Giants are also Rans.
That's the perception.
That is the perception, and the reality so far, not even halfway through the year, has been different, and that's why this series coming up tomorrow is more about the perception than it is the actual standings. Yes, you want to win the games, and if you sweep L.A., you go above them in the standings. If you take 2 of 3, then you're all tied up with the Dodgers in the West, but for me, it's more about what you were saying, the perception. And Mark DeRosa, former Giant, if I'm not mistaken.
That is accurate.
So it sounds like he didn't love his time here based on the analysis.
I don't know.
If you take 2 of 3 and you come back on Monday and now they're tied for first in the West, then the perception will change. It won't change dramatically, but it changes a little bit. And on the other side, if you lose 2 of 3... and now you're 2 games back, there'll be some of these Mark DeRosas. Now, see, I told you so. It's the Padres and the Dodgers. The Giants were never really in it.
That's kind of what I'm getting at, and that's why I've got pre-stress. Like, I want to know how this feels both on the way in and on the way out of this weekend series in L.A., and sort of how do you feel about the Giants' chances to actually make these games? And I'll tell you what's the little concern. There's two things that concern me about the timing of this. Because I would have said, probably prior to today and this result, I would have said the timing's perfect. The Giants are as confident as they've been. Willy Adames is hitting the baseball. They are now, they've won 7 in a row. They can go ahead and swagger in. And I love something that Dave Fleming said earlier today on the roast. He was talking about the style of baseball these two teams play. And he's like, the Giants are not going to beat the Dodgers at their game. You're not going to go in there and win a slugfest, but you can go in there and outpitch them. You can do that, and you can scrape out a 4-3 ball game. You absolutely can do that, and that's what they need to do. And then what do we have as they arrive? Well, A, you've got your Gold Glove third baseman not there,
yep.
Number one. And number two, you've got a bullpen that is now both taxed and potentially not feeling its confidence. All we do, we talk about going to Coors Field so everyone can get right. Go to Coors Field and get your head right. Well, is anyone talking to the pitchers? They just gave up 20 runs in 3 games to the worst team in baseball that doesn't score runs. And they play half their games there. So it's not the stadium. The Colorado Rockies this year have scored a total of 224 runs. That is by far and away the worst in all of baseball.
Yeah.
And they do that at Coors Field. But not this week they didn't. They scored 20 runs in 3 games.
Yeah, and there were circumstances around it. And I'm thinking about yesterday primarily where Robbie Ray doesn't have his best stuff and Gerard Encarnacion just can't catch a thrown ball. Yep. And so now Robbie Ray's got to throw another 15 or 17 pitches. And it was an 18-minute inning at altitude. And so Robbie's taxed. He's done. You needed more bullpen because that inning went on too long. And then today, Rodriguez just can't get it done in the ninth. Another error prolongs an inning, and your young closer number two comes in, and he he can't finish the job. So you gave the Rockies too many opportunities to keep hanging around.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.